Thanks for joining us for our look at the wineries and history of the Spring Mountain Appellation. Today we're going to look at Spring Mountain Vineyards. I'm joined by Dermot Whalen, he's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing, and Ron Rosenbrand, who's the Vineyard Manager. Thank you both so much for coming in. I want to begin with you, Ron. Tell us a little bit about how long Spring Mountain Vineyards has been around. I understand it has a long, long history, an ancient history and a more contemporary history. Let's begin first with the ancient history.
So Spring Mountain Vineyard, or Spring Mountain property that we currently own, was founded in 1873 originally by a Swiss family named Lemmy, and they established a winery at about the 1,300 foot level above sea level on the mountain, and put in some vineyard as well. In 1885, the Parrott family founded Spring Mountain Vineyard, and he was from Mexico, or his mom was from Mexico, and they built the mansion down below, the Miravalier House, as we call it today. In 1891, a Frenchman by the name of Francois Chevalier immigrated to the United States and founded the Chevalier Winery, also on our property. Both the Chevalier Winery and the La Perla Winery are now ghost wineries that are still beautiful and in place, but we don't currently use them for winemaking.
Tell us a little bit about how they came to be ghost wineries and why they were abandoned.
Yeah, mostly just because we expanded our cave network at our winery at Spring Mountain Vineyard down below, and it was much easier for the winemaking team to do all the work at the winery itself rather than having different locations to go to deal with the winemaking process.
Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit about the modern history, about how the current management team came into place and how it's evolved in its current incarnation.
Well, I came aboard in September of 2017 when the existing GM at the time, a lady by the name of Susan Doyle, was kind enough to include me into the team. Susan has since moved on, but the team that exists currently at the moment is just a wonderful group of people who are experts in their own right and share the responsibilities of Ron through vineyard management. Our winemaker, a young man by the name of Justin Hirogoyen, myself in sales and marketing. Our director of DTC is Lindsay Sullivan. And we have a gentleman to come in to help us pull it all together as our controller. And that's kind of like the five-person unit that is operating the winery today.
Mm-hmm. Ron, tell us a little bit about the property itself. How many acres are planted? A little bit about what the property is like.
Yeah, so the property is a total of 847 acres. 225 are planted to grapevines. And elevation is quite dramatic on the property. We go from 400 feet above sea level to nearly 1,700 feet above sea level and have vineyard blocks scattered all across the mountain from bottom to the top.
And primarily, what do you grow up there?
Primarily Bordeaux, or only Bordeaux varietals. We have Sauvignon Blanc on the white side, and then five Bordeaux red varietals, Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, Merlot, and Malbec. And that consists of our varietals.
Dermot, talk a little bit about the responsibility of being named Spring Mountain, of essentially being the eponymous vineyard here on Spring Mountain.
Yeah, absolutely. Ron had shared with me, as I continue my learning experience here with the estate, that Spring Mountain Vineyard itself, the acreage is, we're roughly 20% of the AVA all in. So, you know, between that size with the amount of wineries that are on the mountain itself and us being that large percentage, added to the fact that we actually bear the name as well, Spring Mountain Vineyard, within the AVA, there's a responsibility that comes with it, one that we embrace warmly. Quality of the wine that's coming off the estate is exceptional. And I'm sure as we'll go through some questions here, we'll share some recent accolades on some current vintages.
Ron, talk a little bit about some of the recent vintages, what you're producing right now, how many cases are coming out of the winery. Give us a little sense of that.
Well, we went through an interesting transition this past year where we made some choices to keep more fruit on site for production. So that's increased our production considerably in the 2018 vintage. Traditionally, over the past several years, we are looking approximately somewhere between 6 to 9,000 case production on an annual basis of Bordeaux varietals. But as we say, by keeping some more fruit on site, reducing our sales off-site of grapes, the 2018 vintage is going to be increased considerably.
Given where you are right now, what are your plans going forward?
In the the short time that I've been here, which is now 16 months, the timing of coming on board in September was excellent because it gave me 4 months to learn as much as I could about not only about the estate itself, but also about its go-to-market business plan. And then gave me time to introduce a plan for 2018 as to what might best recreate the interest of Spring Mountain Vineyard in the marketplace. So our idea for 2018 was to concentrate on two things in particular. One was current vintage, which in this particular case at the beginning of 18 was 2016 Sauvignon Blanc, 2014 Cabernet Sauvignon, and 2014 Elevette, which is our flagship high-end Bordeaux varietal, Bordeaux blend, I should say. And the other focus was to draw on our extensive library by putting a focus on a particular idea to draw attention. And what we landed on was to put together a 30-year vertical for the market of a combination of 2008 vintage, which would be 10 years old, 1998, which would be 20 years old, and 1988, which would be 30 years old. And we brought that plan to market, which was very well received across the U.S.
And is Spring Mountain Vineyards open to visitors right now?
We are open to visitors, but not open to the public. We're by appointment only. Mm-hmm. It'd be a good segue into mentioning the success of our wine club and our wine membership program, which approximately 5-6 years ago was in its inception. It was just beginning, under 100 members. And here we are in 2018, closing out the year with a membership, a very loyal membership of 3,700 members.
And how have you grown that? How have you gotten to that point? What's been the expertise that allowed that to happen?
Well, that's where the expertise of Lindsay Sullivan, our director of DTC, which is direct-to-consumer, has really placed incredible focus within the membership by hosting events on the estate so that it can draw attention to key customers, to existing members, to spread the word about what Spring Mountain Vineyard is and what it has to offer. What we have found is that whether it's people who have booked an appointment on site or people who have joined the wine club, have fallen in love with the wines and have realized the access they have to such an extensive library of wines, which is very healthy and not only in quality but in quantity, that we tend to grow our membership extensively and have a very low attrition rate of people who want to opt out of the wine club, which is usually the case in our industry.
Ron, talk a little bit about the actual visitor experience. Somebody calls, they make an appointment, they show up, they drive through the gates of Spring Mountain Winery. What is their experience like from that point forward?
Yeah, the property is beautiful. It's very well kept. Our grounds have a lot of gardens, a lot of lush plantings of different plants. And so their experience, aside from having different venues for their wine tastings from within the caves, and in outside by the Olive Bar, which has a beautiful view of the vineyard and the mountains around, to tastings in the Miravalier Mansion, and that's basically the different locations, but they get to see a lot of the garden and experience the property and see the beauty that surrounds them. The views are mostly looking up the mountain because we're down lower on the mountain itself, but beautiful hillside, beautiful forest, and pretty setting for tastings.
Dermot, you mentioned events earlier. Talk a little bit about some of the events that you do up there, some of the things that make Spring Mountain Winery special.
Well, the plan is really to utilize the property for more extensively for events in the future based on just seeing its beauty, seeing the ghost wineries that Ron was referring to earlier on from a historical perspective and their own innate beauty. But there are a couple of key events that we do put on during the course of the year, one of them named Fête à l'Yvette, which is like the release of our current vintage of our flagship wine, for which we get such a loyal turnout from our members to come taste the new vintage of the à l'Yvette, the flagship wine, for the first time. As we get into the holidays, we move indoors based on the threat of inclement weather, and we have an event called Cases, Caves, and Cabernet, where we go deep into the library in large formats and pull as many corks as we can for our friends and members over the course of the holidays, which is great. It's a catered affair. It's usually have a very fun theme that changes on an annual basis, and events like that throughout the course of the year. Mm-hmm. But we have an eye to exploring that event side of our business into 19 and 20 beyond.
You talked about the importance of direct-to-consumer. Tell us a little bit more about where the wines are available to consumers.
Certainly, yeah. As we started out in 2018, we were represented in the major markets around the country, you know, such as obviously number one being California, into Chicago, the East Coast, the Northwest with New York, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Florida, major state, Texas, major state. These are the major players for all wineries. But our goal was to reestablish ourselves in those markets, reintroduce ourselves with a new team, new wines, but with an eye towards developing new markets and, where appropriate, perhaps maybe change representation in those major markets as well to gain a further strength foothold in those markets. And we've had a pretty successful year in 18 accomplishing that.
Mm-hmm. What about in international markets? What are you doing there?
Good question. We are currently represented in Asia, in Japan, in Taiwan, in China. We are north of the border with our friends in the north in the various provinces, Quebec, Ontario, British Columbia. And on the European side is somewhere that we need to develop. We have a foothold in the UK, but we have an eye to develop it further.
Ron, talk a little bit about what Spring Mountain means to you and what distinguishes wines that come from Spring Mountain as you see it.
Well, I'm very proud to say that our wines are amazing, and I think that, you know, most people know that it takes a great grape to produce a great wine, and I think we're blessed with a terroir that really facilitates us making that happen. The quality that of grapes that we can produce at Spring Mountain is just tremendous. Our soil types give us the ability to produce what we are looking for in the quality that can produce the wines that we can produce.
And going forward, any big changes?
We're going to continue along a similar path in that every step of the way is trying to achieve perfection in the grape growing. You know, it gives our winemaker the best chance of doing the same with the wine.
And Dermot, similar question to you from a business perspective, 5, 10, 15 years down the road. How do you see the future with respect to Spring Mountain's business and what you see with respect to the wine business in general?
Well, I think there's a couple of key things that come into play there. One is the exceptional talent that we have in our young winemaker, a gentleman by the name of Justin Hirigoyen, who cut his teeth in Burgundy in France and had some masterful mentors along the way, which ultimately led him to arrive at Spring Mountain Vineyard. 2014 was his first vintage. Justin's style is unique in where he and Ron have this remarkable working relationship of being incredibly cohesive toward the greater goal. And the results are there in the wines that are being made under his tutelage. He has I think Justin would need to speak to the winemaking process himself, but at the same time, the wines that he has made have now come to fruition. If I could give you an example of it, that says there are loyal critics to Spring Mountain Vineyard just based on its consistency and its quality. But as we made a decision this year for the first time in a while to resubmit back in with The Spectator based on some changes that were made at the publication, and those results paid off handsomely as Justin's 2015 Cabernet was just awarded a classic rating of 95 points.
And give us the website information and how people can get in touch with you.
To get a hold of us on our website address is www.springmountainvineyard.com, and our direct phone number at the winery is area code 707-967-4188.
And let's remind people again that visiting is by appointment, so they can call, get in touch online, or however.
Absolutely correct.
Thank you so much, Dermot Whalen, Ron Rosenbrand, Spring Mountain Vineyards.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
All right. That was painless.
Yeah, absolutely.
We covered a lot.
I have one number that I wouldn't mind double-checking.
Oh, sure.
I mentioned, I believe, through the website that our membership was
3,700.
Yeah. I want to confirm that it's 3,700, not 2,700.
Okay.
Let me just verify that number.
No, I think that's an important one. You're right. It is.
I think it is, too.
Last time I saw the numbers, it was right around 3,600. So there's no way it dropped to 2,700.
No, if it was in the 3,000s at all, that's where we're at.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Perfect. Okay,
good. Then we don't need to correct. I was going to make you say 2,700.
Exactly.
We can always patch that together. But
no, it's what he said originally was accurate.